News Talk Live, News Talk 105 WGEM 839, broadcasting live from the Quincy Mall, outside the mall, 33rd annual WGEM Bucket Blitz for the Salvation Army. And now, time for a little diversion. We've got people here joining us. Katie Krauser's here. It's our book notes time.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm fine. Katie's from the Quincy Public Library, and you brought guests today.
I did. This is such a fun and important time, and of course, so glad to be part of the Bucket Blitz today.
And we're so glad you're here.
Yes, but I brought with me Brandon Thompson, Director QCT.
Hello!
And Jane Rawlison.
Good morning out there.
And we are talking about the production that's currently going on at Quincy Community Theater, which is She Loves Me, and some of the background about that show and local connections to the show.
There are local connections to She Loves Me.
Yes, there are.
I don't know who to ask. I'll ask Brandon.
Go, Brandon.
Well, hi. The way we're connecting this over to book notes is because the musical She Loves Me, which is going on right now at Quincy Community Theater, is based off of an old play called Parfumery. And the Quincy Public Library was very gracious to find this play for me so I could read it as we went into rehearsals for She Loves Me. So we made good use of their interlibrary loan program. So if there's a book out there that they don't have, they'll find it for you, even if it's a random obscure play by a Hungarian playwright named Miklos Laszlo. And this play was written in 1936 and was very popular in Hungary. And then they quickly sold the film rights to Hollywood, and it became a film called The Shop Around the Corner with Jimmy Stewart and Frank Morgan, who is famous for playing the wizard in The Wizard of Oz. Then it became a movie musical called In the Good Old Summertime with Judy Garland and Van Johnson. Then it became a stage musical in 1963 called She Loves Me. And then, 20 years ago, it became a film by Nora Ephron called You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
So why do they keep changing the name?
Because it's a story that lasts through the ages, so it can keep going through different time periods. So She Loves Me takes place in the 1930s, whereas You've Got Mail is set in present day, done with computers, whereas She Loves Me is done with handwritten letters.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. Now, the local connection, though, we talked about the library connection. Is that the local connection, or is there more?
There's more. We have Jane Rawlison here, and her son worked on the recent revival in 2016 of She Loves Me on Broadway.
Okay, and the revival was called what?
She Loves Me.
Okay, and it takes place in the 30s.
Correct.
Although this is a 21st century production.
Yes, because we are in the 21st century, yes.
Thank you for clearing that up. So your son was involved, Jane?
Yes, he's a production stage manager, and he got to work with Zach Levi and Jane Krakowski and a wonderful cast on Broadway. So I didn't realize this happened with you. I went into a library loan and also got the play and read it when he told me he was going to be a part of the production on Broadway. So I use interlibrary loan all the time. Katie knows this. That is a fantastic program. And this is a fantastic program this morning, and so appropriate to have love involved, because contributing your money to the Salvation Army is all about love. And that's why it's just perfect, a perfect fit.
Well, it's about love, and it's about cleaning out that cup holder in your car, which is important. I mean, you know, some people, I'm not going to name names, just keep loading change into that thing until this time of year when the buckets are out and you can unload it.
That's true.
In front of every store. But yes, so we are so thrilled again. Thanks to Jane and Brandon for coming in this morning, because it's been really fun to see how She Loves Me at Quincy Community Theater has been put together, working with the props and the set pieces and having some of those pieces from the Broadway revival on display at the theater as part of the draw. It's been really cool.
And let's talk about showtimes.
Friday, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. and tickets are available for all three of these performances, and it's just great holiday Christmas cheer. You'll leave with a smile on your face and warm and fuzzy for the holiday season. And you can get your tickets right now on our website or stop in at the Oakley Lindsay Center, visit the box office. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Awesome. So he promises a smile and a warm and fuzzy. You can't put a price on that.
Priceless. Theater is priceless.
And for people who may not be familiar with the storyline, the basic plot is that there are two people that work in the same shop, and they despise each other in person, but they are pen pals and fall in love with each other through the letters that are written. And, of course, the music for the musical is just very fun. There are some great secondary characters in the story that really draw together and really create that whole cast and that whole atmosphere of, you know, in interesting things that are going on in the shop and in Budapest in the 1930s.
So this is a case of they're pen pals, but they don't realize they're pen pals with each other.
Exactly.
So they like each other on paper,
right,
or on email,
right,
in the modern version, but hate each other in person. They're not aware that they're corresponding with this with each other.
You got it. And
well,
you know,
that's fun.
It's really exciting. We had reviews at WGEM, as we do all the time, because so many of us go to the Quincy Theater to see how we feel about it. And this one got rave reviews.
Oh.
So even though you may not be familiar with the title, any of our listeners out there, get your tickets now, because it is a phenomenal show. And no matter, all age groups love it. It's appropriate for everyone, and it just is one of those feel-good shows. The music is spectacular, the lyrics, the storyline, it has it all, and the Quincy Theater pulls it off beautifully.
Well, it's a great venue. The audio in there, the acoustics are great. It's real comfortable, and you know, the facility is just awesome, that what you guys transform it into each time.
Well, thank you, Greg. This is the final production of our 80th season, and we've been in that particular venue, which was built for QCT since 1995, and we're very excited to go into our 81st season, and we hope people will keep coming on that journey with us.
Awesome. Good stuff. So go see it. She Loves Me this weekend. Live theater's going to be cold outside, but they have heat inside the theater. So that's one plus, and you'll feel warm and fuzzy. So that's another one, right? And you can have a smile on your face.
We will warm your hearts.
Aww. Oh, that's awesome. Brandon is never at a loss for words when promoting the theater.
And I'm never at a loss for words when promoting the library.
I was wondering if we were going to discuss the library today, because there is a lot of stuff going on for the holidays over there.
Of course. We always have things going on. And as I mentioned last week, we definitely want people to be aware of our services that are available online, not just within the building, but things that you can get through the library's website, quincylibrary.org. Brandon and I were talking about it this morning because he did not know that we have a Flipster service, which is downloadable magazines that people can get either on their computers or downloaded to their devices, whatever that device happens to be. And so definitely go on there and check that out. We have 79 different titles that are available, and that, again, is for all ages, from the very youngest children all the way up through people who want to read Time and Newsweek, and you know, you got to get your People magazine fix and all those fun things that are out there too.
Yeah, the I don't know, Homes and Gardens.
Absolutely.
And Reader's Digest.
The project magazines, like the quilting magazines, needlework magazines, all of the patterns are included in that. So you can download those patterns and have them and use them. And it's just a fantastic thing for people when they're not able to get to the library.
That's really, really kind of neat. And it's a lot better to read them online than to stand at the magazine stand in the store and read them there.
Exactly. And you know, that's why we offer the service. It's something that you can get to even if the library is closed, which of course we will be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
And don't forget that County Market, 48th and Broadway location.
Oh, is there something over there?
There is. And I love that WGEM brings that up for me so much. I love it. Yes, the library kiosk out at 48th and Broadway in the County Market Cafe area. We have a book vending machine, and we expanded the lockers, so we now have 20 lockers out there. If you have something that's on hold, call the library and let us know that you want it put into the lockers, but do give us 24 hours to get it out there, because we only visit those lockers once a day. But then you just use your library card to open the right door, and your items are checked out to you right there.
That's great. So you get your items when you're buying your food.
Absolutely.
Or return your books.
Of course. So what else happened at the library?
Well, it is the week for the Rudolph Puppet Show. So
the Rudolph Puppet Show. That's why we talked about this a little bit last week.
Yes, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we love our Rudolph puppets. They're just beautiful. It's a marionette show, so definitely bring any age of person that would like to attend. And that is today, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 10:15, and you know, just come and enjoy. It's a feel good show and would put a smile on your face.
So marionettes, is it true that people who operate the marionettes get mad when you call them puppets?
I have never experienced that, but it's only because I did not grow up as a puppeteer, so I don't know.
I've just heard that somewhere, and I thought maybe you would know.
Well, you know, you think about hand puppets or, you know, sock puppets and things like that, and the marionettes truly are an art form if you do it well.
Yeah, I think it requires a little more skill.
Definitely.
You know, I guess they've got, that's the one with strings, right?
Yes.
And is it also true that the phrase, no strings attached, has to do with marionettes coming to life?
Ooh, that's a great question for your reference librarian. I will have to research that when I get home.
I'm just messing with you this morning.
You're full of questions today, Greg.
I'm full of something today.
I was going to say, I didn't know what she was going to do.
But, yes, we always have activities and events going on. The other thing I really want to highlight is our local author event that we have going on this Saturday at 3 o'clock. We will be having Sarah Anderson, Alexandra Ivey, and Steve Wagenstein. They will all be at the library with copies of their books. They're going to do a little short presentation about their writing style and their books and how they started writing, things like that. I've heard rumors that Sarah Anderson is going to bring her Rita Award, which is the Romance Writers of America Award that she won last year. So you'll get to see that. And then just ask them questions, have copies of the books signed, and the copies that they bring will be available to purchase.
So are these novels that they've written? Or?
Yes. Sarah is a romance author, writer.
Yeah, the Rita Award was sort of a clue that might be a novel. But I didn't know about the other ones, whether they maybe were going to sign copies of their textbook.
No. Alexandra Ivey writes paranormal and historical romances, and Steve Wittgenstein writes historical novels.
Wow.
So, yes.
Chance to meet them, learn a little bit about the books, maybe read the books, get a signed copy.
Yes, absolutely. And we just, at 3 o'clock on Saturday. So we would encourage anyone who's interested in coming to that, and definitely, you know, come and enjoy the library.
Great. Great things happen over at Quincy Public Library. And thanks, everybody, for coming in to talk about the library and the show. Yes. She Loves Me, Quincy Community Theater, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, right?
That's correct, Greg.
All right. And thanks more from Bucket Blitz coming up in just a minute or so. I got to take a break now. Actually, we need to talk to Mary Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about Mary Glenn hanging out.